10292. This is a sketch plat for 800 Carlisle, and it's a lot consolidation. Is there someone here to speak for this project? Once again, this is 800 Carlisle Place Southeast between Hermosa and Solano, and it's a lot consolidation.
Hi.
Hi, Missy?
Yes.
Right? Okay. Can you go ahead and maybe just give us an overview of what you or your client want to accomplish?
Well, I'm actually the client. I'm the homeowner.
Okay.
And so my husband and I bought this property last year. The home had been vacant for probably going on 3 years now. And eventually we'd like to put in a pool. I can't promise it's going to be exactly where it is on that site drawing that you're showing right now. But when we started talking about it, we realized this was a double lot, lots one and two. And if we did put in a pool, it would straddle the lots. And for that reason, we were asking for the lots to be consolidated.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and get some comments for you. Water Authority.
Hi, this is David with the Water Authority. I have no objections to the proposed lot consolidation. Thank you.
Okay. And, you know, one thing before we get going too far, and this will help all our DFT members, I'm just going to bring up your comment memo because I worked on this with Marcelo. Let's see. So you have these two lots here, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And then there's another owner of this lot and beyond. And so while Bernalillo County has this as your lot, you actually legally with the city of Albuquerque don't go over that far. You stop right here.
That's
so,
what I figured. Yeah.
so if you wanted to, if your lot consolidation is just these two lots that are under your ownership, then you proceed that way. If you have any structures or things that have encroached on this space in here, to make a lot line along this brown line here, you will need to involve this property owner. You'll both need to sign off on the plat. So I just kind of wanted to make that clear to you and to the DFT members so that we all are kind of looking at all the intricacies of this particular property.
So okay. Is my option to just say I just would like one and two to be combined?
Yes, and you don't have any buildings or any of your stuff, so to speak, in this space here.
No, I believe that our, no.
No. Okay. So if you don't need any of this land for what you already have as existing structures, then we'll focus for this discussion on these two city parcels right here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to code enforcement.
Conchetta Trujillo for code enforcement. First one is zoned. This is zoned R1D. A variance to the required 10-foot corner side yard setback would be required. Contextual lot size is not required for a developed lot, so that's not an issue. Just on a note with the past comments from Jolene, I believe your site plan kind of shows you're planning on putting casita there, where that line is. And
that would be way down the road.
Right, but that's what you were, I thought that was part of why you were going to replat it. So just bear that in mind, that you won't be able to build that casita over the land. I don't know what your deeds look like. My guess is those deeds predate the requirements to have them replatted. So you might have a valid deed, but that needs to be worked out with an attorney or something that could justify that for you. And then you would be able to include that other piece. Okay.
So let's stop there for a moment, Conchetta. Are you saying that if she shows a deed that they own this section, that then their replat to make this one lot could include that strip?
Yes.
Okay, and Conchetta is very experienced with this, so.
Yeah, it's just that she has probably a good deed, maybe a good quick claim deed from prior to a date, which would give her the power to do that. I know it doesn't fall into our world because it's not platted the way it was done, but they did allow deeds to be portioned off. You can have 20 feet of this lot, and if it's done legally, it's we should be able to accept it.
I have a
Yeah,
question.
and one thing we noticed, Conchetta, is like with this it, using this brown line, it starts to make this a potentially a non-conforming side setback for this property.
Not necessarily non-conforming because you mean to start, so in other words, the other lot might be non-conforming, but the existing conditions are there. I don't know if you're saying that the other lot would have to get a variance, but I think it probably meets that anyway, because it's going to have to be at least 75 feet wide. My guess is it already is that. I'm just going to my map. Just give me a second here. What's the address? 800? Is this 800?
800
800.
Carlisle.
Yeah, let me hold on a second. Let me just check something.
Okay. And we're going to let you check that and we'll move to parks and come
That's
back.
fine.
Okay.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any comments at this time for this project. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I think I skipped David. I think we were trying to do some preliminary discussions. David?
He's talking to me?
Yes. Did you
No,
get your comments on this one?
I did give my comments. I didn't have any
Oh,
objections.
okay. I'm confused. All
Yeah.
right. So, let's go to hydrology.
Hydrology. Please provide a plat showing the existing structures on it, along with the lot lines to be eliminated. Hydrology has no objection to the plat action once this is done. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Transportation.
Ernest Farmihoe Transportation. Both Carlisle Place and Hermosa are local roads and require 5 foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Please provide a diagram with sidewalk and buffer's dimension. Please work with a licensed surveyor to prepare a site survey to show existing lot layout with proposed lot layout for review.
Okay, and that helps us when you touch your property to plat it. We do evaluate how your sidewalk and landscape buffer line up with the current regulations, but just depending on all the conditions, there may or may not be a need to change all that. So that's what the first step is for you to submit what actually is existing today.
That's not on one of the drawings. I'm sorry, I thought it was because the city just put a sidewalk on the Hermosa side.
Okay.
And
Jacob, if you want to bring back up their application, perfect. Can you tell us if it's in your submittal somewhere? I'm not seeing
so
dimensions there.
the what I'm looking at right now, pardon me, it shows the driveway and the sidewalk going to the front porch, and it shows the sidewalk along Carlisle, right? Where your little cursor
Right,
is.
but there's no dimensions.
Oh. Okay. And then where it's not showing a sidewalk on the Hermosa side, this drawing was done when we were under contract with the house, but coincidentally, the city came in and finished that sidewalk.
Okay.
So.
So I think for the next stage, it's having all of that detail provided, what the existing conditions are and their dimensions. so that we can evaluate it. Ernest, is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. Yeah, I just need to know the dimensions. If it were short, then we could talk about what to do then. You could either provide the required width, or we could talk about a determination.
Okay. And in this case, the sidewalk's right at the curb. Or is there a landscape buffer between?
It is right at the curb.
Okay. And we just have to look at that with regard to the rest of the neighborhood to determine if you need to do a landscape buffer somewhere inside the sidewalk potentially, but probably not in a residential area. So it's probably your front yard. So, okay. All right, let's go back to Conchetta. Are you still looking?
Yeah, no, I found it. And based on the legal description on this lot, it kind of reads that it was done prior to 1955, probably prior to 74, exactly when it happened. But it does show that lot one of the Parkland Hills addition includes both lot one, lot two, and the western 12 feet of lot three. So what the kind of deed that describes this property was written, and I don't know what date the original deed came out when it did that, that will determine whether or not it's considered legal in the eyes of the state. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, you're talking to me?
Well, whoever needed that information. So if you can provide us a deed that shows when that extra addition was added to that lot assigned to your ownership, that would give us the indication whether or not it was legally done. Usually an attorney can give us that information because they're the ones that can attest to that.
Okay.
So I think in general, Missy, you know, you're going to need to work with the surveyor to be able to do all this, and with your application, you know, some surveyors also are agents, or some people have their other agents outside that work with surveyors to present information, but it might be a good path for you to work that way. And a surveyor might be slightly helpful with some of those deed documents as well.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to planning. And I think, Robert, you are going to start reading these. Marcelo did these, but he's out today, but I helped him. So we'll start with Robert, and then I'll jump in as needed. Or if you want me to just do it, Robert, I can.
It doesn't matter. I wanted to, this is Robert Webb with planning. Wanted to, as you're going through the comments, want to make sure on the development portion of it, just that you're aware that there's going to be particular requirements or restrictions for each type of project. So the swimming pool is going to have certain standards that you'll need to follow. Same with the casita, and same with even if it was a storage shed. So there's going to be certain things that may restrict the size, the height, the location, that kind of stuff. And code enforcement is the one that's going to be reviewing that. So I just want to make you aware of, you know, as you're kind of planning different stages of development or adding to what's already there, and those types of things. So one may conflict with the other, so you may have to, you know, adjust some things as it goes along. Similar to access on the garage, if you guys were going to do that garage in the back and hoping for another curb cut, for example, as far as access from the side, you'll have to get approval from transportation and things like that. So just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. The transportation went through the requirements for the sidewalk, but if you have questions on that and what that means, but once you get dimensions, we'll have a better idea of what's going to be needed for you. And if there's, you know, any additional work, and kind of go from there as you're preparing the actual formal submittal.
Okay.
And as you go further along in the comments, it really walks you through the different areas of where you can find our applications, our checklist forms of all the documents and drawings that need to have the signatures that will need to be on the formal plat that you get. the public notice requirements and where to get those forms, and it'll walk you through each section. So let us know as you're going through it what questions that you have when you're ready to move forward, and if you need any contact information for anybody on our team.
Thank you. That's really helpful.
No
Thanks.
problem at all.
Okay. And then, is this in the airport overlay zone? I guess it could be, but anyhow, there is a map in the IDO that shows what this overlay zone is. I'm not 100% sure. Robert, do you know off the top of your head, would 800 Carlisle potentially be in the APO?
It
Or
could
is
be. I can check.
it?
Primarily, it's going to
Yeah.
refer to when you guys are doing development, the re reflectivity of it as you're building that. So there's going to be certain restrictions. So they want to make sure, as a like an extreme example, there's not a wall of mirrors or reflective type windows that would cause problems.
Okay, thank you. And then
Question, actually.
go ahead.
How does solar panels fit into that?
Generally, the solar panel company will have like the state guidelines and whatnot. So generally, it's not an issue that anything would be restrictive.
Okay, I just was asking because you'd mentioned reflectivity.
And I think Conchetta and code enforcement has probably seen a lot more of those, but I'm not aware of specific restrictions that would be for solar.
Thank you.
And then you mentioned that you might have interest in the accessory dwelling unit. So here's a reference to the requirements there. And obviously, this is something the city's encouraging right now. So just know that you can do a 750 square foot unit. And there's actually some prototypical things that are already pre-approved with building safety, that if you choose one of those prototypes, you don't have to get architectural plans. You don't have to get an additional building review. If you build one of those prototypes, it should be smooth sailing. But it does have to meet the certain requirements in there related to setback, et cetera, and size. So
Great, thank you.
I think that's all. There might be a few things in here that don't apply to you, so don't let those bother you, like the APO. So okay. Well, good luck in sorting through all this out. It was very helpful to have Conchetta with her bit of information about the deed. That was something we didn't know very well when we were reviewing it, Marcelo and I. So thank you for
Thank
that.
you to all of you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Missy.